More often than not, when you think about African-American history in this country, you probably don't think about them here in Arizona. You might think about the marches Dr. King led in the South or the great migration of African-Americans north to cities in the Northeast. But there is an exhibition showing now in Phoenix's Heritage Square that highlights the stories of African-Americans here in the Southwest. The Great Migration in Indiscernibles in Arizona was created by local artist Clotie Hammonds, whose own family has been here since the early 1900s. I went to the exhibition recently to meet Clotie and find out more about what she calls the obscured history of Black Arizona.
Very often when people refer to the Great Migration, they're talking about Harlem, they're talking about Detroit, they're talking about Chicago or Oakland. They are never, ever considering Blacks in Arizona. And the narrative, the historical narrative, they are always talking about, you know, the Confederates that came here. And they're talking about perhaps the Mormons and the Mexicans and the, you know, Native people that were here. And I'm not saying don't talk about those people, but there were Black people that came to Arizona.
You feel like, and I think this is clear, right, that the history of African Americans in this state in particular has just not been highlighted at all on a national level, and also here, it sounds like, as well.
It's been intentionally obscured.
Is that what led you to do this kind of work, to bring this kind of story to light in this way?
I mean, probably from your own experience, if you've ever been a part of something and the contributions of everybody else has been acknowledged, or the presence even of everybody, and you say, well, what about me? Or you've sat in a classroom and you've heard all of the Magna Carta and every darn thing about the Vikings, and you say, what about me? And so I'm not the only one that thinks that way, but I am an individual that will seek out the truth.
And your family is included in this exhibit, right? Are there some things you can show us?
Absolutely. This is my grandfather, George Hammonds, and he was a 9th Cavalry Buffalo soldier. He established a business not too far from where we're standing.
Your family's been in Arizona since then, since the early 1900s?
Exactly right. And so this is my uncle. He was born in Fort Huachuca while my grandfather was stationed in Fort Huachuca. So there are generations that have not had the benefit of this information.
So tell us a little bit of the history. So like you say, you think of the Great Migration and you think of the South or the Northeast, maybe. You don't think about Arizona, but how is it tied in?
Well, a huge migration in the late 1930s occurred. Because they recruited, and here is a handbill that was passed out in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, specifically to Black communities to recruit them to come to Arizona to pick cotton.
Yeah, it says cotton pickers, 5,000 families wanted 240,000 acres of cotton.
And look at where they were, Phoenix, Buckeye, Litchfield, Avondale. Look at all of that, and they were promised cabins or tents and good conditions, and guess what they found? No sanitation, no food. Many, many people died, and we know that they sprayed the cotton fields with DDT beginning in 1929, and just like everything else, the cemeteries were segregated. I want to know where those people are buried.
What's next?
Okay, so this is a painting that I did of my great-grandmother, and when people think of Blacks in the Southwest, they certainly don't think of us as cowboys, and they don't think of us actually at all. And so, I mean, we were a part of the Southwest. She had a little cotton plant in the front yard, and she was from Vicksburg, Mississippi. And she came here, and obviously we were redlined. We could not live north of Van Buren. Okay, so this is my rendering of Blacks in the desert.
You see the red line there in the painting. Paint that part of the history into this for us, that redlining affected so much of the history of African Americans here.
When soldiers came back from World War II, we had the GI Bill, but it did not apply to Black people, right? And so this is from a realtor. This is redlining. You see the sections D3, D2, and one of the things that I'll read to you, relevant excerpts from area descriptions correlating to this map, This section adjoining the railroad station and yard is a semi-industrial section with very poor houses. Negroes, Mexicans, and different classes of foreigners are rapidly occupying the area.
That's more recent than people probably know.
Exactly. And so when I tell people that I am from segregated Phoenix, I'm not kidding. It is not a joke. I have felt segregation here my entire life. So when you ask me what inspired this, it is the denial on the one hand of those people that don't experience it and don't believe that it's segregated, and then it's the reality of living here and growing up here.
This is a moving exhibit. There's also, I understand, teaching materials attached to it because you want to sort of help correct that record for the next generation?
I want to correct it for every generation. There are people that are so deeply entrenched in their biases and what they believe that they know that I want them to be aware of it as well. And there is a companion piece for teachers because, you know, when people, even, you know, when they go through the Phoenix Art Museum, they spend maybe 3 seconds with each painting, and then they're gone. They're not thinking about it. So how do you break down a volume of information that maybe has little or nothing, so you think, to do with you? And so teaching it, discussing it, putting it into our vocabulary really helps us understand each other.
Clotie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with artist Clotie Hammons. Her exhibit, The Great Migration, Indiscernibles in Arizona, is on display now in Heritage Square Park.